Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Voice for Spirit, live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, monthly on the third Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host Princess Deb. Deborah refers to her work as a voice for spirit to help those seeking enlightenment understand their own connection to the source of all life so they may empower themselves to create the life they wish to live. If you are interested in a free reading this evening, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push number 1 to be put into the queue. And now I give you your wonderful host, Deborah.
Hello, everyone. I hope your evening is going great tonight. I'm excited about this show because I have had so many people ask, when are you going to do some readings on the show? This show is going to be very informative, and it's going to be very quick because I'm only doing readings with one question. So anything else, after you get a reading, if there's anything else you need me to delve into, I'm going to have you call my assistant, which she is a blessing in disguise, Lissa, and you will call her at 248-881-3905. I have two offices here in Michigan. I have one in Macomb, 21 in Hayes, inside the fabulous Mind's Eye Healing Center. And I have one on the west side of town, right here in Pleasant Ridge in between Ferndale and Royal Oak. You can use that number for both appointments. This Saturday, I will be at Mind's Eye Healing Center. So you definitely call my assistant at 248-881-3905. Before we get started tonight, I want to talk a little about, like, again, you know, some of you have heard this or how I got started or how my gifts kind of came in. And please excuse my voice. Of course, I talk almost 8 hours straight a day, and I decide to do another hour with a radio show, which is 9 hours of talking. So if I tend to get hoarse or I tend to slow down a little bit, please excuse me. What I do want to talk about is that I've been gifted ever since I was little, and there's certain things and certain experiences you have in between time that definitely are not coincidence. And then when you get older, you learn about intuition. So my intuition has been going pretty back and forth, really strong throughout years. It's only been 5 years that I've strictly gone into this as a profession. And I hate to say that because it sounds so business-like. I like to say, like, 5 years ago, my gifts hit me. The way that I read, I am very educated in tarot. Tarot cards, I started like when I was in sixth grade, so I had to be like 12. And then when I got like 18 or 19, I really kind of perfected it in that aspect. But tarot cards, I don't really read with that much. I absolutely love them. I have like maybe 70 or 80 decks that I need to get rid of. I definitely use them for my tarot people who absolutely love them or definitely like to see that kind of format laid down as a tool. As you know, tarot cards, Lenormand decks, angel cards, oracle cards, those are all like tools just to open up your intuition a little bit more. And also just to have you in a state of theta that you go in during meditation to receive whatever your spirits want to tell you. Another thing I would like to address too, you'll hear me say a lot, God. God has always come first in my life, so that's always someone who's blessed me with so many different things. But that doesn't mean that I am pushing God on you. Let me just say that, because I get this question all the time. You know, God, people say universe, people say, you know, the spirit. To me, God is everything. God is everything that I just said underneath that. So if you hear me switch from God and universe, it's because it's the lingo and the language that I've been using throughout my time being gifted, and it definitely resonates with the soul for me. And I'm finding that majority of the time it resonates with the soul for my client. The other thing I like to address too, my reading style, because every reader has a reading style. And some of us out here have experienced really horrible readers, and some of us have really experienced very logical readers. Some of us have experienced very emotional readers. Let me just tell you, with me, I'm a little bit of everything. And I think I've been a little bit of everything ever since I was young. And that can be good and bad in a very wild way. With me, as far as my style, I do have tools. I do have angel cards. I do have a Lenormand deck I'm very familiar with. And again, I do have tarot. I have clients all across the state, and I'm working on all across the world right now. So not alone that I only have two offices here in Michigan, I have an office in California, and I'm currently now building an office in India, and looking at Singapore. Seems like I'm really trying to stay with one country, but I'm getting pulled left and right. So, you know, I say, why not? Let's check it out. I do read by the internet. You know, a lot of readings I have done through email. I have done readings through Skype. I definitely do readings through FaceTime. I absolutely love them. And some people ask, what is the difference? There's really no difference. It depends on the reader. Some readers really want that interaction. They really want you in front of them, because I think for their energy, it draws them a little closer. For me, I've always been gifted with just the name. You can just give me your first name, and usually I can tell you all about you and tell you what your next move is going to be and basically give you some future kind of aspects of what's coming up in your life. The other thing about me when you come for a reading, I'm very gifted in a way where my assistant books you. We only book by first name. Don't really need your last name. I like to add that, you know, some skeptics will say like, oh, you look me up on Facebook. I honestly don't have time for that shit. I just have to, you know, be honest with you. And most of my friends that know me and most of my clients that know me, that I have a lot of things going on. And I have a lot of friends that are very true and very honest. And I absolutely love them. And I'm just truly blessed. And they know that I do not have time to look up someone's information because I have so much to catch up on just one-on-one with my family members, let alone my friends, let alone my downtime, and let alone with travel. I always say to skeptics, don't waste my time. I won't waste your time. I haven't had a bad, I guess, run of skeptics. I've only had maybe two. and for instance, I can tell you, well, let me give you an example. I had one guy that booked me, and he wanted me to read him. He came in, and he was very egotistical, I would say. And he sat down, and he told me that he really wanted me to show him some tricks, show me what you got. I think those were his exact words. You know, he was very standoffish. I have no idea how he heard about me. I have no idea how he told him about me. But when that comes in, I never get in the mode like I'm going to show you. I never get in the mode of here go this asshole. I'm always mindful of the soul. You know, so no matter how he got to me, I was really intrigued, you know, just by his soul and just by him. At the time, he being egotistical, he started spitting out certain stupid stuff, and you know, how come I can see this, or how come I can't do this, or I can't do that, you know, to the point it got to a point where I did get a little angry, but he couldn't see it. So I looked at him and I told him to excuse me for a moment and I'll be back. So I left out of my office and I went across the street and had lunch. So I was in my head, I was like, fuck it, let me go have lunch, let me see what he's going to do with that. So I came back an hour later. And I told him, you know, I told him, I was like, is this, was that enough trick for you? And he looked bewildered. And I just, you know, before he could speak, I just told him, I was like, sir, I'm not here for kicks and giggles. And I'm not a circus act. but here I'm going to give you your money back so you can buy two tickets to a circus. So he got up, you know, and as we were walking out, I did dig into him a little bit. And when I say that, I did give him a little bit of reading on the way out and told him a little about himself and, you know, told him a little about his dead brother. And as we said goodbye, he kind of apologized and he wanted to come back into the office, into my room. And I just said, no, I feel like I knew he came for something and I had to say something to him about his dead brother. And I felt that I had done what I needed to do. On top of that, I was still kind of pissed. So I'm bringing up this example of dealing with clients and readings and, you know, you coming in to see me. I say this in the most up respect. Don't expect the reader to be a circus act for you. You know, go in there with your integrity. You need to go in there open-minded or you're just wasting your time. I understand if you're curious and you have a lot of questions, that's a whole different thing. But don't go in as an asshole. The other thing I'd like to say, I really love reading people who are very, I really love the skeptics. I really do. Because by the time they're finished with me, they at least they, if they don't believe in God, they believe in God. If they don't believe in what I do, they definitely are going to go out to the world and kind of bless another person for sure. So that's what I aim to do. The other thing with me, it was very hard to come to the forefront and really see, really see what I see. And I say that in a way when validation comes through. A lot of things that I, when you sit down in front of me, I channel first. And when I mean channel, I definitely talk to God and my angels on what messages I have for you. And channeling is just a process of meditation, really. And when I mentor someone, that's the first thing we hone into is meditation. Because meditation can take your head into theta waves that can open up the doors to your angels and guides and give you the information that you want, the information that you need, or information just to heal your soul or information on other people. So when I mentor, I definitely go through a lot of meditation process, but we go through a lot of like readings from me too, back and forth. So I can tell you what I'm seeing in you, what you need to work on, what you don't need to work on, what's blocking you. It's really a wonderful process. So when I channel, I kind of channel on your name the night before. So if you're booked with me, and I'm usually booked 3 months out, if you're booked with me, the night before I go through each name and I take a pen and paper and I ask God, what do we need to know here? Sometimes I'll ask what subjects I need to discuss with this person. When I was working for a mom and pop joint, those things you really don't get a chance to see because it's walk-in traffic, you know. So my prayer to God every morning I was sitting there, it was that whoever sits in front of me, just throw a subject out to me, God, and then I would just go into it. Because some of you know when you work for a mom and pop joint, you definitely don't know what you're getting. To me, it's like a bag of tricks because you reach in, you don't know what you're getting. So your prayer should always be a cleansing. Your prayer should be like, as soon as this person sit down in front of me, let me at least get a. So therefore, if you get a subject, then you know what part of their life to go into, but you also feel confident that you got something. With me, the night before when I go into you, I write down every subject I want to talk about. I write down every thing that I saw in your body after I scanned it the night before. I go in and ask, is there anyone that's passed that needs to come through on the day that I see you? So by the time you get to me, yes, your first reading with me is a little bit over an hour. And no, you do not pay for that. I'm not one of those readers that want you to pay for every inch and everything that I say. I just feel that that's very, I don't know, it just feels very wrong to me. On a soul, especially when your divine gift is to heal them and not to break them. So just know if you ever book an appointment with me, you will be there for over an hour. The other thing with me, I really love when you guys write down things. In my office, I always keep a pen and paper. And if you have one of those old recorders from back in the day, I do have cassette tapes. So you can bring your recorder, but I do have some cassette tapes that I will definitely let you in. You just let my assistant know that you'll need a cassette tape. The other thing with me, I let you record my reading. So you're welcome to bring in any device for recording. You're welcome to use your phone as a recording. Some people use their video. I just ask that I not be on video. And it's not that because, you know, I don't want to be seen. I just don't know if my makeup is on good that day. But if my makeup is on good that day, then we can roll with the video camera. I have no problem with that at all. The other thing about me when you come in to see me, if you're scared and if you're afraid and if you want your best friend or your sister or your mother or your husband or your brother or your grandmother or your dog, if he's good or he or she is good, you can bring them in. I don't mind that at all. I don't mind someone holding your hand. You know, I never assume that somebody is trying to get a two-for-one deal. I don't really attract those type of people, and I don't assume that on anyone. And technically, I really love seeing that other happy face. The other thing with me, once you get in front of me, I will leave questions at the end for you to ask, but do leave a platform if there's anything else you need to get into before we start. So let's go into a typical day with me if you're coming in for a reading. So if you're coming in for a reading, you come in, I'll definitely ask you, do you want some coffee or tea? I'll either make it for you or you can make it for yourself. I'll have you sit down. I definitely will introduce myself again. I definitely will ask you, have you ever had a reading before? And I just ask that because if you haven't, I just like to coddle you a little bit more than my usual. If you have, I'll definitely go into my style of reading so that you feel comfortable, and then we can get started. So when I first channel and go in, I always tell you that if you're writing, you definitely can slow me down and say, hey, Deb, I need a little bit more. Or you can say, hey, Deb, you know, you said that too fast. Do you know what you said? Now, when it goes into me channeling, I always ask you to keep up because when I channel, it's not me. Yes, I'm in front of you. I definitely can hear you. I'm definitely not zoning out like a scary movie where all of a sudden I come back to my body and I'm like, who are you? No, that's kind of a little bit exaggerated. I just channel out where the information comes in so fast where I don't hear it, and I'm really hoping that you got it. So you can ask me to slow down. Sometimes you can ask me, what did I just say? And I'll say it, but majority of the time, I won't. I won't know. So I'm hoping you catch it. The other thing with me, I prefer tonight, I'm going to do readings on, you know, whatever topic you have. If it's dealing with mediumship or hearing from a loved one, I definitely, definitely prefer you to make an appointment and be in front of me. And this is why. I don't believe in doing mediumship over the phone and leaving someone to themselves in their mourning, their sorrow, and their crying. We have a responsibility to take care of that person all the way around. And yes, I am a reader. If I feel like if I have your information and something comes up, yes, I may email you. Yes, I may Facebook you. Yes, I may call you. Way after your reading, I'm just one of those ones that like to love. And if something kind of comes up, then I'll just call and tell you. No, it doesn't mean that you need to make an appointment. It means that either your loved one is reaching you and I need to tell you something and I need to get it off my chest. But sometimes the loved one here will harass me. And I'm like, I got to get rid of this person. So I love the fact that my clients leave that door open. As far as like doing it over the phone, I had one example where I did do it over the phone and I felt really shitty about not being there for the person to hug them and hold them and just to wipe their tears or just to hand them tissue. Those are the certain things that I like to do, and that's who I am. So as far as mediumship over the phone and over the air, if you can get to me, yes, I would definitely say, you know, come to me, book appointments, sit one-on-one with me. Have I done it over the phone? Of course I have. I have clients all over, and I can tell you tonight, I can't tell you I won't do mediumship with a client, you know, with something that comes in. I just say I don't like to do mediumship over the phone. if I'm doing a reading and a question comes up and that person comes in, that loved one or that one that passed, what I mean, or the one that, or a dead person comes in, then I will address it. But I very, very doubt it in a short amount of time. Technically, my producer wants me to do these readings in 5 minutes. And if anyone knows me from the mom and pop joint, or if anyone knows me just for a reading, 5 minutes is a joke to me, because 5 minutes, I just, if I need your name, I can read for you 3 hours straight. I have like a spider web in the way that I'm gifted. I can go from you to the next person, to here, to the future, to have you write down if you said what's going to happen on this day, that day. I get information very clear, very fast, and very thorough, and very through. So tonight, I just say be mindful of the time that we have. Be mindful of the information that you receive, because it may not resonate with you now, but it definitely will resonate with you later. I'm definitely for sure of that. My clients say that I'm 97-98% right when everything is predicted or everything that comes in. And yes, I do predictions. The other thing with me too, I have experienced certain people who are like, they'll ask me questions about their job or their company or about something else, but they'll say, don't read me. I really feel like that is the most stupidest thing you could ever fucking do. Excuse my language. Because if you don't want me, if you want to ask me questions that affect you, but you don't want me to read you, then you're going to get half-assed predictions. You're going to get half-assed information. So if you come to me, give all of yourself to me, because I'm going to give all of myself to you. I'm going to ask God to give us all that we need. So don't be afraid. I know that you have to take some precautions of some readers. I am a reader that majority of time you have to be referred to me. I'm more of a VIP. So sometimes I don't take people I don't know. So I am that reader that once someone refers you and over to me, they're definitely landing you in good hands. I definitely take pride in doing my meditations and cleansing the way I need to cleanse to deliver what I need to deliver to you from God. So tonight I just want to have fun, and we will have fun. I don't care how personal the question is. We definitely, I'm very flat out, as you can see. If you need to curse, you can curse. If it's something sexual, definitely lay it on me. I love sexual questions. If there's something dealing with love, of course we can go into that. If there's something dealing with health, let's definitely go into that. If there's something about a move as far as like with your house or your job, let's definitely go into that. If there's something about like you having a secret lover and I need to read them to see how long they're going to stay, let's go into that. So definitely be comfortable with me. Again, my name is Deborah. My show, I'm Princess Deb. And you can reach me at 248-881-3905. My office is in Pleasant Ridge. I also have another one in Macomb, 21 in Hayes. I also have one in California. And you definitely can Skype with me. So any relatives that you would like to have an appointment with, I definitely will do that for them. Courtney and I will go to the phones in a second. She is definitely screening the calls. This is what producers do, and this is why I have this dialogue in the beginning. I know you guys want to go straight into it, but there is a process with the studio and producers that are out of my hands, and it definitely helps, you know, be efficient in what they kind of like bring in and come over to. As soon as Courtney comes in and tells me like it's time, or she has some people, or she has someone, we'll definitely go in that way.
Oh, Deb, I have lots of people for you.
And I was just about to go to another subject and say like, oh yeah, let's go into this. You're like, nope, Deb, we have lots of people for you.
Would you like to get started?
Yeah, let's roll.
Awesome. Well, up first we have Andrea from Virginia. So welcome to the show, Andrea.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. And we're going to read into, are you really doing fabulous? What are we checking out tonight?
Well, I tried out for a TV show, so I was wondering if you see some travel in my near future.
The first thing that I see right away when you say like TV show is I feel like there's still more paperwork. The first thing you said to Andrea, I'm like, okay, I got paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. So when I get something like this, Andrea, you need to be mindful of what's the next stop. Yes, I do feel like it's going to be some travel, but I'm also sensing that there's going to be some travel to a place where it's going to be more redundant than others. So when I say that, it's like, okay, I may be traveling to LA majority of the time, but there may be other sets that I may be going to, or other, you know, I don't know why I want to say sets, so they may be setting you up in different places. But as far as like travel, I do feel like it's going to be some travel, but definitely pay attention to paperwork, paperwork. With this paperwork coming in, is the travel in your contract or have you signed any contracts?
Well, I tried out for America's Got Talent, and I'm sure there's some paperwork that I have to sign because the next trip is to California.
Yeah. I kept seeing that kind of like back and forth, so I definitely feel like this is going to get really busy. I also can tell you November 13th is standing out to me really strong. So you just need to know as far as business and travel, there should be like more get. I feel like that November 13th is more getting a hand of where you're going to be, how I'm going to be, and what, you know, days and times I'll be going back and forth. Because I do see it back and forth. I don't know if you're going to be really kind of stagnant. Or let me say, I don't know if you're going to be stationed in one place for a while. I'm seeing. Once this kind of like starts stepping and getting on board, there's going to be more and more and more. I definitely, I don't know if you have a PR person, but I definitely am seeing a lot of like getting things up to date with your site or website or that kind of type of thing. Because a lot of things I'm feeling, Andrea, you control. So you may have to relinquish some control to some people. So I will prepare for that.
You're very accurate because I had a reading back in February. Someone else said California back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, so thank you, honey. Yeah, I do feel like it's really good, and I definitely say good luck. And this is the time. I know you've had some delays. I don't really read on people's past unless it's relevant to their future. I know you've had some delays. But the delays were just to get certain things kind of like in place because you're going to be writing a book and you're going to be doing a lot of like media stuff. So it's just really getting you to a place where you want to be in and how you want to be in front of the camera. So now is the time. You know, now everything should be coming through. So good luck.
I do music and sign language. So when you see me on that TV show, that would be me.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so cool. So cool. This is really good. This is really good. But remember, these contracts are very detailed. So definitely pay attention.
I will have to get a lawyer so they can go over it for me.
Yeah, because that's better. I would say that would be better for you because I can see what you're getting into. Some people I read and I'm like, oh, you could do it yourself. But this, I feel like it's going to be a lot of paperwork. So definitely get that done.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
I hope that helped. You're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Awesome, Deb. Up next, we have Blair, and Blair's calling from Detroit. Welcome to the show, Blair.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Blair. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Again, I say we're going to find out how good you are. Or do I know I?
All right, my question is, do you see me being employed full-time this fall and any details surrounding that and the interview process leading up to it?
The first thing that I get right away, Blair, I feel like you have been in this limbo kind of like back and forth and what you really want to do. And I hate the fact that you kind of, you know, have like insecurities about going into your next position or what you're going to do. You need not to worry. This process that you're going through is getting you to a point where you can figure out what you really want to do, like passion-wise. So I always say, you know, don't fret the time that's passed. Just definitely take your time now. I actually feel like you got something that may be coming up in August, you know. So I do feel like August 21st is really ringing out to me. I don't know if right now you're just in between, like, where you want to go or just in that process of, like, which way I should kind of like pursue. What is it that you did before, Claire?
Well, it's for teaching. So
okay.
Right now is a limbo time for the interviews.
Right.
So hopefully in August it will pick up, but it's
well,
nerve-wracking.
Well, that makes sense. When I got to August, yeah, that makes sense
yeah.
with the August day. So you're definitely gonna, you know, pick up there. That's why I love when people tell me nothing, because when I hit like a month and it rings to you, which makes sense, because
mm-hmm.
August would make sense as far as like your time and as far as like teachers. But I definitely feel mm-hmm. like you're going to get a job. And are you, have you been looking in different cities, like cities that's not close to home?
Yes, all over Metro Detroit.
Okay. So I definitely feel like with you, I don't know why I get like, this is your first time teaching. You haven't teached yet?
Correct.
Okay. So
I
do get something. Okay, definitely. Now, I don't know if you're going to do like Detroit Public School. I feel like it's more going to be more suburban schools.
Perfect.
I'll do suburban public school out. I definitely want to say I don't know why I get like that Macomb Clinton Township kind of like area, and I do see Troy too. So
okay.
I would definitely check in those areas. Rochester is standing out to me too, but that would give me like my Troy kind of area.
Cool.
Of standing out, but definitely more stronger Clinton Township. I don't know why I get over in Clinton Township. I don't know. And that would roll over into like Chesterfield and stuff. So,
but like you see more interviews and you see me being employed in the fall.
You know what? I feel like you've done, it makes me feel like an interview you've done is still in like limbo to me. Like it makes me feel like we're still waiting for a call or waiting for something. So I don't know if you've gotten the answer, like, no, not this school, and then something happens and they have to call you back, you know?
Well, I
had
one
today,
next
candidate.
Okay.
So I definitely feel like something's in limbo and you should be getting a good answer from it. So I hope this helped, Blair. Yeah. This is good.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
It's really good. And be confident because you're good at what you do and you're ready and this is your passion and you really, really love, you know?
I
so
agree.
Yeah, definitely be secure because I don't want your self-confidence to feel like you can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it from, you know, I have a lot of clients that are teachers and taking them step, you know, step by step. But also you guys have to remember that you're good and be patient. Because I feel like it's been a lot of delay in that process.
Uh-huh.
Either people have been on vacation or it's just the energy has delayed a lot of things. So you've got this, Blair. You've got this.
Thanks,
Doug.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Up next, we have Heather, and Heather is calling from Nashville. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hey,
Heather.
Heather. Thank you.
Heather. What's going on?
Oh, well, you tell me. I mean, pick a topic, and I'm like, girl, my life's a hot mess.
A hot mess, we got to, like, combine that into, like, one subject hot mess. Like, what's the hottest mess of the subject? That's what I want to say.
why don't we go with the current love life, the status there?
Okay,
So
when I go into your injury, current love life, it's so when I go into it, like that thing of you going back and forth and revamping. When I say this revamping, it's like, okay, what do I really want? Is this, okay, you're on one end, is this going to work out? But what do I really want? Or can I really kind of like do it? So when I have that energy, it kind of like plays with everything. But one thing I can say, Heather, that I see, there's going to be a lot of determination. Well, let me say, there's going to be a lot of validation this year of who you're going to be with. Let me just say. So this makes me feel like a lot of things will be clearing out, you know, and a lot of things will be set in place. Because I don't see you single for long, which is weird.
Okay.
I don't see you single for long. So are you dating someone now?
Well, you know, that curse is still in my world.
Right, right.
And there's a potential new guy.
You know what I want to say? Like, with Chris, I feel like he's still kind of, like, there, but he got to hurry up and get his shit together.
Exactly,
you know?
And it's funny.
And I feel like
Evan Dickens.
Yeah. And I feel like he will. Like, I have to say, like, some people I read, I'm very honest, you know, about him and his energy. And I feel like that's where he's going. But I just feel like he's running out of time. And with your life and your span and your energy, when I scan it, you will be a married woman because God have a certain timing for you. So okay. With him not catching up to this time, this new guy may come in and take over. Because I'm okay. telling you, I see you, like, it reminds me of you coming home in, like, November and, like, this is my new boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Like, this, I'm excited to see this. You know I am. You know, I'm
well,
like,
you and me both, long overdue.
You know what? I have to applaud you because all the work, you know, because I've been with you for years and I've watched you grow and everything is like full circle. The only thing we've been working on is this love life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being married and settled down. And I had to work with you back and forth, like, okay, stop going back and forth. This is what we want. This is what we're going to do,
yeah.
you know. So I am very happy that I am going to be able to meet a boyfriend and be at a wedding because, you know,
okay.
I've been waiting for that moment.
Yes, definitely.
This is good. Just definitely keep up. You know, I know me and you talk about candles, so definitely keep up on that energy. And if I were you, I just want to burn all love candles because as far as everything else around you, it feels really good. Work has a little bit transition that I'm kind of like seeing. But nothing that's
okay.
going to really affect you. So that's going to be good. I do see you're going to get more money. So I don't know when the Rangers or how that kind of happens. But I feel like they really like you, you know, like they really want to keep you. So it is more
good.
Of you being a mouthpiece and saying, like, what other. And also with you, Heather, too, are you going to switch titles? Like, where you work at or was there different titles coming up?
I'm trying to get to the next level.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, I see you with a different title.
Yeah, and then I just got put on a new team at the beginning of this year. So that kind of, I thought it threw things off a little bit, but, you know, what you're saying about the work, it's been a little bumpy, but I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's gonna be really good. You're going to have a new title. That's why I said, like, our main focus is all love. So when we get, like,
okay.
candles, all love. I don't want you to do anything else.
Okay. I will get to burn
right.
them.
Yes, and
thank
check
you.
In.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. Tell your mom I said hello.
I will do that. And, because I'll be there, well, probably around Thanksgiving, so I know she's going to want to come see you.
Of course. You know I've got to see her. That is my girl. So I've got to see her. All right. I'll see you guys in November. That's good. So November would be perfect timing.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Love you, girl. See you later.
Love
you. Bye.
Awesome. Up next, we have Marta, and Marta is calling from Michigan. Welcome to the show, Marta.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Marta. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Deb?
Good. So what's been going on? What question do you have?
My question would be, where is my relationship headed?
Okay. So when I go into kind of like relationship kind of questions, if you want to, Mara, I always ask for the first name of the guy. Do you want to give me the first name or no?
That's fine. Sydney.
Okay. So the first thing when I get into kind of like Sydney's head, my energy when I go into his head is like, he's just kind of like sitting still. Like it reminds me of somebody who's really don't know what they want to do, or they're kind of like just stagnant. You know how sometimes a guy can leave it all in a girl's hand on what to do. Now I could be picking up Sydney that he's just a creature of habit and he's just going with this. When I read your energy, Martha, you've more grown. Sydney seems more of a creature of habit. So when I go into you, you're going to get bored with him, or you have gotten bored with him, either way it go. But I feel like with Sydney, he's waiting for you to see what you want to do, because Sydney, to me, could be there all day long, and he could go back and forth all day long to me. So
okay.
my thing to you is, like, what do you want to do with Sydney? Because when I go into your energy, I know you love and care for him, but are you in love with him?
All right.
Like, that would be my biggest thing, because I know he's been there and it's sort of like he's someone that's there. But honestly, with you, the way that you're growing and your energy is, there's going to be another guy that comes in. Not saying that I want you to drop Sydney, but I do feel like there's going to be another guy that come in. And one thing about you, Marta, that I'm feeling, you know, you're the guys that's coming in, they're not shitty. So you're going to have some good guys that come in, and it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough to choose because you have this history with Sydney. But technically with Sydney, if you thought he was going anywhere, he's not. He's always going to come back. I'm not really worried about that. I'm more worried about you and what you want to do for your life, because I do see you settle down with someone, but I'm not sure if it's Sydney.
Okay.
So I hope that helps in a sense.
It's like 18 years and it's not going nowhere. So that's why I was kind of wondering. It's,
yeah.
It is kind of like, yeah, it is.
And I just feel like, again, you got to reevaluate, you know, are you with him out of obligation, or, you know, do you want to kind of like really, you're changing. You're looking different. Sydney is staying the same. So you're going to get a lot of, I'm seeing it. You're going to get a lot of like pursuers, and you can have a whole different life if you want to.
Okay.
But I know you're a caretaker. I know you're a nurturer, you know, and you want to make sure Sydney okay too, you know, but you need to know that this is your life and Sydney will always be okay. I'm not really worried about Sydney draining or dropping. I just think you haven't had that time to yourself. And this is your time that, since you have a partner like Sydney, you can leave him sitting in the corner where he needs to be, and you can just do you. And I'm hoping that makes sense to you, because you won't have any bad karma. You'll just be figuring out you.
Okay.
So
thank
I hope
you.
That helps.
It
You're
does.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good.
Well, up next we have Laura, and she's calling from Michigan. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
I know. This is so cool. So what's been going on?
Well, I wanted to find out some information about career and finances.
Okay. We'll try to get those both in at the same time. I'm sorry, Laura, did I cut you off? Was there something else you were going to say?
No, that's it.
Okay. So Laura, when I kind of go into, let me go into kind of like the finances first.
Okay.
As far as like finances, I feel like either you've done a revamp or you're kind of looking at certain things, because it reminds me, like when I see this, when you line up everything and it's like you're working towards a goal to kind of like be at a certain place at a certain age to me. And also what I kind of like see here, just lining up certain things, because you either want to move or you want something new, or, you know, you want to get to a certain place where you just kind of like, I can get up and go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know, as far as what I see finances now, my energy feels like really stagnant. Like I can't see it move up and I can't see it move down, which the plus part, I love when I can't see it moving down. Right now, I just feel like it's stagnant. And I feel like you need more money. You know,
yeah.
I do feel like you need more money, and I feel like you've just been working with it. And the other thing that I feel too is that, you know, as far as like career and going into it, you know, when a person's been at a place for a long time, for example, and it's that thing where you're just familiar with and you may be scared to jump to another position, or you don't know what's out there. That's what I'm really getting to, Laura, with you. Like, you don't really know what's out there. So you really need like a headhunter. So therefore, where you're working at now, you'll just get opportunity that come to you, and then you can decide to jump if you want to. To me, I feel like you're very skilled, and the place that you're at, they're taking a long time for any money or improvements. It just feels like a, just feels like everything's going around in circles to me.
Yeah, it's. I definitely feel like there's a block for sure.
Yeah, and it's not like it's a bad place. It just feels like it's so stagnant to me. You know, and if I were you, Laura, I would, when review come, or not even review come, if you could get time with your boss and tell your boss like what your goals are, because I feel like with you, they like you and they'll want to keep you. So they'll listen. So I would say, you know, set up a meeting with your boss, just like 15 minutes, and say, this is your goals. You really like being here. So some people don't have the verbiage. And I just want you to tell him, look, I really like being here. I would love to grow here, but I want to see what opportunities I have, and I'm ready to jump. And just trust me, when you're ready to jump and they give you another title, it's going to, when I see with you, it's going to be really easy because you've been doing it already to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't want you to be afraid of some sense of responsibility, because for you, it's going to be a cakewalk. And some people I can't say that with, you mm-hmm. know. But for you, I feel like you're ready. You're totally ready. Now, I
yeah.
do see an opportunity. I do see, even after you have this talk with your boss, I do feel like there's another opportunity that's coming in here. I do.
Okay.
You know, it shows me like August 28th, and then I feel like I'm going into like September 4th, like on the Labor Day. It just feels like word of mouth to me.
Okay.
So as soon as you put out there you want to move, be mindful. God,
you mean
move
like
you.
State-wise move or just in general move?
No, just in career
okay.
move.
Okay.
Just in career move. So I'm hoping that helps you.
Okay.
Yeah,
because right,
career,
thank you.
As far as your next
uh-huh.
opportunity, it is a person you know.
Okay, because, I mean, yeah, it would have to be. But as far as, like, when you say that I'm not sure where I want to go, I actually have already been told what path I want to go. I've actually already had the conversation with my boss a whole bunch of times within the last 2 weeks about what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've already done all that stuff. So maybe it's
and
just a matter of waiting. I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. I just asked, has he replied?
He's somebody that doesn't really get to the point and, like, really do that. But I will say in the past 2 weeks, I'm starting to see, at least in his actions,
okay.
That he's now listening. He is paying attention. He is listening. So that's why I now feel better. But I was completely burnt out and, like, not having it just 2 weeks ago. But now I'm, like, excited again and have energy. So,
yeah, and just remember, you got that. If he doesn't move fast enough, you got that other opportunity coming in, and it is
right.
through word of mouth, like, somebody. So,
but will
you got,
it, but
go
can
ahead.
You tell me,
okay.
can you tell me what my better option would be, to stay where I'm at or to do this other offer?
The first thing that I get right away, if your boss kick in the way that I could see him kicking in, then I would say stay where you're at for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
The other opportunity that come in, it would be a good opportunity, but I think it would be kind of like slow paced for you. And
okay.
you like to keep busy, but it's
yeah.
not like a bad opportunity. And I feel like your boss will give you the same amount that they may offer if you
okay.
came to him and said, you know, look, I got this other offer and it's due to money.
Right.
I really feel like he would kind of like move it out, because your boss not a bad guy. It just feels like everything is like been so stagnant.
Okay.
And I think he just needed a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that
okay.
helps.
Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. You're welcome.
Awesome. Up next, we have Kathy, and Kathy's calling from Georgia. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. That doesn't sound like a good okay, but we're going to talk about it.
I'm stressed. But
yeah, it sounds like it. Like, as soon as soon as I hear you, Kathy, I'm just like, whoa, we got everything hitting you all at once.
If you only knew my life story. But my question is, I am reviewing a letter from my attorney for a counteroffer to be presented concerning damages to my house caused by a contractor. They have the word final offer, and I don't like that language, the final. Yeah, this has been going on for almost a year, believe it or not.
Okay.
So what do you see around it? Do you see the insurance company giving me back a counter offer? Do you see them agreeing to what I have down, or do you need – just what do you see around
it? Well, the first thing that I get right away, Kathy, I feel like this is like a final offer. I do. Because I feel like the insurance people and things they're definitely putting you on hold because they don't want to dish out what they're giving you anyway. And I do feel, do you have an attorney on this?
Yes, but when I say final offer, I maybe you understood. We're presenting, my attorney has drafted up my counter offer to them and saying that's our final counter offer.
Okay, so this feels, okay, so this makes sense to me now. So this means that, yes, I do feel very good with that you counter offering and saying this is your final offer. I think that's what they really were waiting for. And I do feel like you guys, now it makes me, Kathy, feel like your final offer, I feel like they are going to probably try to, you know, counter a little bit, but I feel like you're going to be happy with it. Let me just say that. So this makes me feel like your final offer you get, they may come back and say, like, okay, we want to take, like, $2,000 off or $3,000 off or something like that.
Okay. And the
so I don't feel like you're going to be refused.
Okay. And in the counter offer, it's option A and option B. Do you see which one they'll take?
The first thing that I get right away is B.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
I get B really strong.
I just don't. I'm just scared for them. My reluctance in them saying this is our final offer from me going to the company where it just might close down everything. Because
no,
when I
the
read,
first thing... No, I don't really feel like I. It's something with them when I get into it, Kathy. It's something with them that they really want to close this out really fast. They know that they can't really kind of explode and shut it down because it's already been proceedings and it's already been paperwork. So there's nothing they can really hide or put underneath the table or put underneath the bed. They really want to be done. So I think you have that in your favor.
They, meaning the insurance company or the attorney?
I feel like they both do. Kathy, I do. Everybody wants to be done. This seems like the final of kind of like, okay, we just need to be done because it's something that I feel, I don't know if this is with the time limits or whatever. I feel like they don't want to take this over into the fall. And we're already at the end of July.
My attorney, because per my contract, they're actually losing money, so They're really, that's their reasoning, but it's like what they promised to do literally from the beginning is like, oh, a couple of letters will go back and forth, we'll get you a good settlement. This was way back in September of last year. So it's not my fault. You got, that's not my problem issue, in short version. With the insurance company, it's just tactics of delay and trying not to pay out. So it's just been, like I said, this is, I've been in a nightmare since December 31st, 2015.
Yeah.
And I
can't imagine. And you need to know, Kathy, this is the year of the one as far as like astrology and just as far as energetically wise, and this is the year of new beginning. So when I say this, everything comes ahead and everything ends this year. So you are so blessed that I can see that this thing does not go over into the fall and that you'll be done soon. And I do feel like you'll be happy.
Okay. If I give you an amount, would that help you or should I not?
I wouldn't want you to give me an amount because I don't want to mess up their amount that they're going to give you.
Okay.
Because I do feel like you're going to be happy with the amount, so I want to keep the energy, like, on the amount you want that's in that paperwork.
Okay, that's fair.
So
okay.
Let's just keep it as that. Instead of, you know, if we were one-on-one, Kathy, then I'll let you give the amount, but we got people listening in, and I don't want their heads to change the amount
or
the energy to change their amount. So I'm going to focus on you that you get the amount that we're seeing in this paperwork, and I love the fact that you have those options. And I do love the fact that they want to be done.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And
you are welcome. Ooh. This is going to get better, Kathy. Like, just take a deep breath. Like, this is really an energy that's going to be for you, and I know you've been in the energy of, like, if it's not one thing, it's another. But you're going to be done with that.
Okay. next year will be better because I have like four major things like what I'm discussing, but different topics. So it's like new stuff has to happen shortly.
And Kathy, just know, not even next year. This year is going to start getting better for you. Not next year. This year, it's going to start now. It's starting now.
Okay. No, it has to start now, or it's just, I don't even have words for it, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, and keep me updated, Kathy. Like, you can Facebook me or message me. Just let me know what's going on.
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, hon.
Awesome, Deb. We're down to the last 4 minutes of the show, so I'm going to give it back to you, okay?
Okay, no problem. So you guys are back with me. You have some kind of like inkling of the style that I read or how I read. Like I said, those are very short questions. I could have dove into so much more going back and forth. As you can see, like the one caller with Marta, where I was saying she could talk to her boss. So it's like those are the things I pick up, and then she came back and said, I've already talked to my boss. Like, that's how readings kind of, like, happen. You'll see, like, an option, and then all of a sudden they'll say, like, okay, I've done it. And then as a reader, it validates you, like, okay, this is how it's going to go now. This is how the process is going to go. So with her reading, I just feel like, okay, her boss, this is going to be a good thing because God had already shown me that was one of her options to do to make her life better or to make her finances better. So I love the fact that you guys can hear that. I am definitely going to continue to do more readings, you know, and I think the next time that I do readings, I'm going to do more of you guys call in and you guys have me pick a card and I'll just read it from there. I don't want you to ask any questions. I just want to deliver like a message to you. So I think that'll be fun for us back and forth and just to, you know, talk about different things and just to open up the floor. I'm really thinking about having a show where I just have readers call in and ask the questions because we never get people who read for us. We always read for everyone else. So I don't know. I'm in between. I think my next show may be all about readers and them calling and asking a question and just asking. And they have to ask like personal questions. They have to ask questions about their life. They have to ask questions about their career. They have to ask questions like, should they continue to be a reader? Or, you know, is them being a reader, is it going to be profitable for them? I love that you guys trust me. And I love, like, the new people I talk to. Sometimes as a reader, that can be nerve-wracking because you don't know the person and you don't know how they're going to take what you say. But I want to thank the new people that called and just really trusting me with their energy and trusting me with their life. I absolutely loved it. You guys were great. You weren't rude. You weren't, you know, a skeptic. Who knows? I may have a skeptic show. That would be hilarious. But I feel like I'll probably be cursing all through the radio show. And Courtney will have to do a lot of work of blabbing stuff out. But anyway, I just want to say that you guys have supported me all through this time. And I've done a couple of shows. And I've had fabulous feedback. Fabulous opportunities that you guys are going to see in September. I can't wait till you guys see my new website. I got a fabulous gifted guy that's working on it that is going to be awesome. I can't wait till you guys see the next place I'm traveling to for opportunity. I mean, I am just very, very blessed. But the only reason that I am having this type of life and the life that I'm kind of really gifted to have is because you guys trust me and you guys know I'll always take care of you. I've always been a reader that I am not about the financial thing. If there's something, if you can't get to me, if you're waiting to get to me because of financial things, don't do that to yourself. Let's talk about it. Let's see what can work out. I'm a reader that barters. If you have a service, if you have something that you do, you can definitely barter with me. Not everybody. You know, not everybody has a career that I want to barter with, but let's work out something. I never want you to sit at home and think that you can't get to me, and I never want you to sit at home and contemplate your life on this earth. If that's something that I can help you with, please, please call me or Facebook me. Again, my number is 248-881-3905. You can call, you can text me. My website is DeborahPsychicMedium.com. You can definitely message me on there. I'm on Facebook, Deborah Psychic Medium. I'm also on Facebook as Deborah J. Smith Psychic Medium. I'm on Instagram as Princess Deborah J. Definitely call me. Touch base with me. I do email. You know, I can do that. I can do 15 minutes for you. I don't really do it in my office. But if there's something you really need and we need to get to, let's do it. Thank you guys so much for tonight.